From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Monday, April 10th. Coming up, we hear about how some states may mandate how schools respond to cardiac arrest and why that decision is more complicated than it seems. That story from Elizabeth Gabriel in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Democratic officials are condemning House Republicans in Tennessee for expelling two black lawmakers Thursday. Governor J.B. Pritzker called the expulsions racist and a threat to democracy.
It's okay with them to just expel someone from the job that they just got elected to when they disagree with them. That is something that you see in the right-wing talking points of Republicans across this nation.
The Illinois Senate's Black Caucus issued a statement saying they are angry and disheartened, calling the expulsions a, quote, racist power grab. The Tennessee House voted to expel Democratic Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones for their role in a protest calling for gun control after a Nashville school shooting. A third white lawmaker involved in the protest narrowly survived the vote. Republicans deny that race was a factor. The city of Carbondale made history last week by electing the first out trans person to serve on a city council in Illinois. Cameron Cutinello reports.
Claire Kilman says her win was both exciting and overwhelming. The Carbondale City Council will now be majority woman and will be led by Carolyn Harvey, the city's first black woman to be elected mayor. Kilman says she is looking forward to being part of a progressive council.
The future is more diverse. There's no way around it, demographically speaking, but I just think that that's what people want. People want a diverse array of perspectives.
Kilman says she hopes her success inspires other people to get involved with their local governments. Her goals for Carbondale are for it to become a safe haven for refugees and to double down on the cultural values and acceptance which she says drew her to the city. I'm Cameron Cusinello.
The U.S. Department of Energy recently renewed the Center for Advanced Bioenergy and Bioproducts Innovation at the University of Illinois for an additional 5 years of research. The center is set to receive more than $100 million in funding. Illinois Student Newsroom's Piper Pascarella has more.
The Center for Advanced Bioenergy and Bioproducts Innovation, or CABI, is one of four national research centers that support the science behind sustainable energy. U of I professor and CABI research leader Wendy Yang says the renewal will help build upon CABI's past research.
We're taking a holistic look at trying to create a win-win so that we're both creating a bio-based economy that's thriving and an economic success, but also helping to push the country towards climate change mitigation and environmental sustainability.
Yang says CABI works with more than 20 partner institutions nationally to move the U.S. toward green energy. I'm Piper Pascarella, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The defendants in the ComEd bribery trial are finally about to get their say. Prosecutors are expected to wrap up their case this week against the four defendants accused of bribing ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Dave McKinney reports.
Prosecutors have been playing secretly recorded conversations between ComEd executives in which then-CEO Ann Promajori fought to fill a seat on the power company's board to please Madigan. In this tape, she had just broken the news to her colleague that Madigan's pick for the seat won out.
Well, Ann, that should be huge for the speaker, then.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
This was part of a larger scheme to pack ComEd's payroll with Madigan's friends and allies at a time the company wanted legislation passed in Springfield. The defense has argued that job recommendations aren't illegal. This is Dave McKinney.
Still to come, cardiac arrest is relatively rare in childhood, but when it happens, chances of survival are low. Now, some states are considering legislation to ensure schools are more prepared to respond. That story from Elizabeth Gabriel is coming up next on 217 Today.
German actress Amelia Schuele stars as France's final queen, Marie Antoinette, in a new historical drama from PBS. Marie Antoinette is just a teenager when she marries Louis XV and must learn how to navigate the etiquette of her new home in France. The young queen attempts to recreate Versailles in her own free, independent, and feminist image, even as other royals undermine her. Learn how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. Earlier this year, millions watched in shock as the NFL's DeMar Hamlin went into sudden cardiac arrest on live TV. His life was saved, and many credit that to a quick response plan and a machine called an AED. Lawmakers in several states are now considering legislation to require AEDs in schools. But Elizabeth Gabriel reports for Side Effects Public Media, mandating those devices is a complicated decision.
Jake West grew up in LaPorte, Indiana, not far from Lake Michigan. His mother, Julie West, remembers him fondly.
He was just kind, and he brought other people in. He was the type of kid that if someone wasn't included, he was going to make sure that child was included. This is how he was from the time he was little.
As an athlete, he passed all of his physicals, and he didn't show signs of underlying heart problems. He was a healthy kid, until one day, he wasn't. When Jake was 17, he collapsed after running a play on the football field. School staff did CPR, and student trainers jumped in to help out. But he died in September 2013 from an undetected heart condition.
Every child should come home from school. They should not die at school. And so schools need to be prepared for that.
Incidents like these are rare. But when they do happen, they often end fatally. Only about 11% of children who suffer from sudden cardiac arrest survive. Experts like Dr. Kristen Burns with the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute said minutes, even seconds, count when tending to a cardiac arrest victim.
One of the most important things that promotes survival is early CPR and AED use.
She's referring to an automated external defibrillator, or an AED. It's a device that sends a shock to someone's heart in order to help keep them alive. The machine provides written instructions for those who are hard of hearing and verbal commands in different languages, like this.
When patient's chest is bare, remove the white square package from lid of AED.
I mean, you heard how easy that to use that AED. A child could use it that could understand those directions.
That's why West is in favor of the legislation lawmakers introduced during the current General Assembly to mandate all schools to have AEDs during extracurricular activities, like athletics, marching band, and theater practices and performances. It would establish a goal of accessing the devices within minutes. Laws in nearly two dozen states already have guidance for AEDs or mandates similar to the one Indiana is considering. But mandating schools to use these devices is a complicated decision. That's according to Richard Lazar, the president of Readiness Systems with the AED Law Center.
People ask me all the time, should we get AEDs if we don't have to? And at a binary level, it is in most places less risky to not have AEDs than it is to have AEDs.
Recently, there have been multi-million dollar lawsuits across the country after students died from cardiac arrest while at school. In some cases, the facilities had AEDs, but failed to use them. And these scenarios could deter some districts.
What if they didn't have AEDs in the first place? Would they still be facing a lawsuit?
That's why advocates have been insistent that it's not just about having an AED on the premises. And the Indiana bill would require schools to make an emergency cardiac response plan so they know where a defibrillator is located and how to use it. When Jake West died, there was an AED on campus, but it was in the coach's office and not easily accessible. Here's Jake's mom, Julie West, again.
And like I said, I have said this many times, I don't judge or blame anyone in Jake's situation because we just didn't know any better, but now we do.
Now, Indiana is one of roughly nine states to introduce AED and/or cardiac response plan legislation for schools this year. West wants lawmakers to approve the bill before more lives are lost on school grounds.
Without a doubt, lives will be saved. Jake would still be here. My son would be 26 today, here on Earth, not in heaven.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny with a high of 71 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Piper Pascarella, Cameron Cudinello, Dave McKinney, and Elizabeth Gabriel. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.